with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Once again, the prospect of a federal government shutdown looms on the 30th of this month. But one political observer says Republicans probably can't count on Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's help this time around. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Elizabeth Mitchell, White House correspondent for the Daily Signal, says Schumer got burned for standing up to his own party earlier this year.
In this very polarized political climate, the fact that Schumer worked with Republicans in the past really gave him negative political points with his party, because the Democrats right now, their main mission, what they're all aligned around, their focus is opposing Trump. So I think he's going to be very careful to avoid that again because of all these radicals in his party saying he shouldn't have done that. This really could lead to a shutdown. Republicans really don't want to shut down as the party in power.
The full interview with Elizabeth Mitchell will be heard on This Week on Capitol Hill, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The Trump administration is pushing the Supreme Court for a fast and definitive decision on tariffs.
In Supreme Court filings this week, the administration used stark language as it asked justices to intervene and reverse an appeals court ruling that found most of the president's import taxes are an illegal use of an emergency powers law. It warned the high court that if the president loses tariff authority, it would thrust America to the brink of economic catastrophe. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has signed an executive order to rebrand the Department of Defense as the Department of War. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 220 points, the NASDAQ drops 7. This is SRN News. Mainstream media outlets say they're sorry, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
They are apologizing for identifying the male shooter in last month's deadly attack on a Minneapolis church as a male. Robert Westman was living as a woman, but the FBI rightly identified him as male, and several media outlets, including NBC and NPR, did so in the early going. Now both are apologizing for, quote, misgendering. Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council says the networks are apologizing for mistakenly telling the truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Moroccan court has sentenced a woman to 2.5 years in prison and $5,000 in fines for blasphemy in a case that has alarmed human rights groups. The judge ruled the woman was guilty of violating part of Morocco's criminal code that outlaws offending Islam because of messages on a T-shirt she wore. This is SRN News. A woman forever linked to a dark day in American history has died.
Her name was Ruth Payne, a kind young woman who briefly allowed Lee Harvey Oswald and his family to stay in her home in the Dallas suburb of Irving in late 1963. On the morning of November 22nd, totally unbeknownst to Payne, Oswald retrieved the rifle and ammo he'd been hiding in her garage, and you know what happened a few hours later in downtown Dallas. Meanwhile, Ruth Payne died this week in a senior living facility in Santa Rosa, California. She was 92. Jason Walker reporting.
Carlos Alcaraz has beaten Novak Djokovic in 3 sets at the U.S. Open to reach a third Grand Slam final in a row. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.